Hi, this is Donna Shapley, and I thank you so much for joining me today as we continue reading from the October issue of Cincinnati Magazine. Just as a reminder, the cover story this month features wine and spirits. Meet the 24 local makers filling liquor cabinets all over town. So we'll begin today with Toast of the Town. You might not expect such a wealth of local wineries and distilleries, but as it turns out, our climate is ideal for wine, and our location is ideal for crafting spirits. Hello, Bourbon Country. We show you how that bourbon is made, where the wine bars are, and how to stock a local liquor cabinet. First up, the Hidden Wholesaler, Secunda Volta Vineyards. After retiring from his software career, Eric Lombardo wanted to do something that had meaning for him. The avid wine enthusiast had, at times, considered getting into winemaking, but it wasn't until he and his wife, Lauren, found their home in Anderson Township on 7 acres of riverfront property that happened to have ideal soil, pH 6.4, and a forgiving microclimate, that they decided to take the plunge. They planted their first crops in 2015 with the help of local winemaker Alex Senna, now chief winemaker and general manager of Revel OTR Urban Winery. The plot divided evenly between white and red grapes. Then they waited for 2.5 years. Their patience paid off at their first harvest, and the microwinery has since produced 1,200 bottles annually. Their motto is Slow Wine, Special Care, and Lombardo personally inspects each cluster of grapes from initial pruning in March to harvest in late September. Carlotta, their red, is a Bordeaux-style blend aged 1 year in oak barrels, combining Lombardo's Chambersin grapes with Washington-grown Cabernet Sauvignon and Petit Verdot for a medium-bodied wine with earthy berry aromas and a savory finish. The white, Laurencia, is a Vidal Grigio, half their Vidal Blanc grapes and half Oregon-grown Pinot Grigio, stored in stainless steel barrels, producing a light, fruity flavor. 10% of the vineyard's production is dedicated to benefiting the Ken Anderson Alliance and LADD, local charities that have a mission of empowering adults with developmental disabilities, a cause near and dear to the Lombardo family. The wholesale producer's wine can be purchased at various locations, including Revel OTR and markets and restaurants around Anderson Township, including Dewey's Pizza. For more information, go to secondavolta.com. The Classic Urban Winery, Hankey Winery. Founded in 1996, long before urban wineries were on the rise, Hankey has established itself among the best in the U.S., so says wine enthusiast. 15 award-winning wines are made in the cellar of an old farmhouse in the heart of Westwood. Tastings include 5 wines. We enjoyed Vidal, a slightly sweet white with hints of grapefruit, apple, and pear, and the Norton Limited Edition, a complex red made with Ohio-grown grapes. With a full menu of American fare served in a charming dining room by friendly, knowledgeable servers, Hanke offers wine lovers the whole experience without a long drive. Hanke Winery, 3077 Harrison Avenue, Westwood. Their phone number is 662-9463 or go to henkewine.com. The Make Your Own Spot, Mio Vino Micro Winery. Pop in to Mio Vino for a fun night out, if that's all you're after. The place was packed on a recent Friday. You can sample from 21 wines fermented on site at the Small Batch Winery in a Deer Park strip, from traditional reds and whites to blended fruit wines like strawberry white Merlot. Or, if you're an aspiring vintner, Mio Vino allows you to actually learn the craft, an immersive 45-day process involving all the steps: mixing the grapes, pitching the yeast, and labeling and bottling your batch. The final bottling appointment is the perfect time for a party. Bridal showers are big, and guests can bring food. Mio Vino, located at 7908 Blue Ash Road in Deer Park. Their phone number is 513-515-8496 or go to mio-vino.com. The Westside Vineyard, Vincolette Winery. For 33 years, Vincolette has been honing its craft wine along the rolling hills of Coleraine Township. Walk through the vineyards where they grow the five types of grapes they harvest, including Catawba and Niagara. Or visit on Friday and Saturday when you can grill your own meat, glass of wine in hand, of course. We enjoyed Passion, a blueberry wine, which won Best of Show Dessert Wine at the 2019 Ohio Wine Competition, as we admired grapes on the vine. Vincolette Winery, located at 11069 Coleraine Avenue in Coleraine Township. Their phone number, 513-385-9309, or go to vincolettewines.com. The new Urban Winery, Revel OTR Urban Winery. The enterprise that became Revel OTR officially started in spring 2017, but dates back to earlier days when two of four founders, Anthony Mehron and John Coleman, made wine together in one of their basements. Today, the winemaking still happens in the basement, but the rest of Revel's two-story historic brick building offers plenty of room for guests to tip a glass or two back. Head vintner Alex Senna sources most of the winery's grapes from the West Coast to create a range of changing in-house offerings, including a Cabernet Sauvignon, Malbec, and Sangiovese. That inventory complements a pleasant selection of wines, ranging from regional to international labels. Revel OTR, located at 111 East 12th Street over the Rhine. The phone number is 513-579-3463 or go to reveloTR.com. Wine.com. Time for wine. It's always wine o'clock at These Nine Spots by Katie Coburn. Unwind. The tranquil, romantic ambiance is key at this rustic upscale spot located right off Hyde Park Square. Whether you wine al fresco on the expansive courtyard out front, or cozy up next to the fireplace inside, you're guaranteed to enter total relaxation mode. Unwind, located at 3435 Michigan Avenue, Hyde Park. The phone number, 321-9463, or check out unwindhydepark.com. Marty's Hops and Vines. The owner's love for British pubs inspired this laid-back bar, where shelves of craft beer, fine wine, and related accessories border close clusters of tables and chairs. In addition to healthy pours and a diverse menu, enjoy daily specials like Taco Wednesdays and live music every Friday and Saturday night. Marty's Hops and Vines, 6110 Hamilton Avenue, College Hill. The phone number is 681-4222, or check out marty's-hopsandvines.com. Muse Cafe. Need wine to get through the workday? This cafe, which also serves coffee, tea, beer, salads, and sandwiches, won't judge you for ordering a glass before 5 p.m. Enjoy the Coastal Vines Chardonnay or Cabernet Sauvignon house pours for just $5. Ample seating and strong Wi-Fi are added bonuses. Muse Cafe, 3018 Harrison Avenue in Westwood. Their phone number is 906-7743 or facebook.com/Muse Cafe Cincinnati. Oakley Wines. First, browse the bottles for sale opposite the first floor bar. Then head downstairs to the cellar, an uber cozy and romantic subterranean bar heated by an old incinerator turned fireplace, and indulge in organically grown wines made by small producers and charcuterie boards featuring cheese from The Rind, its sister shop, located at 4011 Alston Street, Oakley. Their phone number is 914-5735, or you can check out oakleywines.com. Corkopolis. Next time you see a show at the Aronoff Center, stop into Corkopolis. The industrial space matches its urban setting and offers wines from new and old world producers. Buy a bottle at state minimum pricing and enjoy it on site for a $10 corkage fee, which is waived on Tuesdays. Corkopolis, located at 640 Main Street downtown. The phone number is 381-3752 or go to corkopolis.com. Crafts and Vines. This inviting family-owned Main Strasse spot takes dog-friendly to a new level. The wall opposite the bar displays Polaroid photos of every canine customer that's visited. if that doesn't win you over, we're sure a $10 wine flight of 4 2-ounce pours enjoyed on the intimate light-strung back patio will. Crafts and Vines, 642 Main Street in Covington. The phone number is 859-360-0476 or go to craftsandvines.com. The Wise Owl. Don't be fooled by its strip mall-like exterior. The friendly service at this casual joint is unparalleled, and the wine list features pours and 200-plus bottles from across the globe, from Argentina to Oregon to South Africa. Local musicians perform on Friday and Saturday nights. The Wise Owl, 6206 Mulhauser Road, Westchester. The phone number is 860-9463 or their website, wiseowlwinebar.com. And Piccolo Wine Room, located in the heart of Glendale. This intimate spot is as charming as the street on which it sits. Thanks to its small but knowledgeable staff, weekly rotating dinner menu, front patio, and semi-private painted back room that depicts a European vineyard. It's also connected to Village Wines, same owners, which offers roughly 1,500 bottles for sale. Piccolo Wine Room, located at 23 Village Square in Glendale. The phone number is 771-6612. Or check out their website, piccolowineroom.com. Next, we'll turn to Ripple. Besides its classy small plates, filet mignon kebab seared scallops, this six-month-old bar's showstopper is its sexy 33-bottle Cuvenet. It's basically a fancy nitrogen-powered wine cooler that extracts wine without letting air in, which keeps each bottle fresh for 3 months. Not that a bottle here lasts that long. Ripple, 4 West Pike Street, Covington. Their phone number is 859-261-0004 or ripplewinebar.com. Follow the Vines, 9 Northern Kentucky Wineries Worth Visiting by Amanda Boyd Walters. 1. Atwood Hill. Live music and a food truck on weekends make this a charming spot for a night out. The hilltop views of this tobacco farm turned vineyard are lovely, especially when paired with a glass of O. Charlie, a Vidal Chamberson blend, or Sunset Lynn, a light, sweet Chamberson. Located at 1616 Spillman Road, Atwood. Their phone number is 859-356-1936 or go to atwoodhillwinery.com. Number 2, Verona Vineyards. Our Saturday visit coincided with a bridal shower, and the barn-like tasting room offers a perfect rustic setting for any group. In addition to flights of their own wine, you can sample reds and whites from national producers, plus bourbon. They also serve lunch and dinner. They're located at 13815 Walton Verona Road in Verona, Kentucky. Their phone number is 859-739-3144 or check out veronavineyards.com. Number 3, Brianza Gardens and Winery. Excellent, award-winning wines in all styles, from dry to sweet, with beautiful gardens to wander. The gazebo is a prime spot for weddings, and live music and monthly dinners keeps things interesting. You can also participate in the harvest. Just watch social media for info. They're located at 14611 Salem Creek Road in Verona. Their phone number, 859-445-9369, or go to brianzagardens.com. Number 4, Schoolyard Winery. The Old Verona High School houses this micro winery, where wines like the Dryer Tardy and the Sweet Teacher's Pet carry out the theme. Don't miss the annual Remembering Woodstock party that happens in August. Hippie Finery encouraged. Located at 14923 Walton Verona Road, also Verona, Kentucky. 859-814-4126 is their phone number, or check out schoolyardwinery.com. Number 5, Redmond's Farm. Most wines here are fruit-based, but the surprise is that Redmond's makes dry versions in addition to the sweet stuff. Do not miss the wine slushies, especially blackberry. It's sweet and tart, made with wine from berries grown on the farm. Redmond's, 12449 DeCourcy Pike, Morningview, Kentucky. You can call them at 859-356-2837. Number 6, Seven Wells Winery. The setting is gorgeous, with a deck overlooking a pond and rolling hills lined with grapevines. You might have to call the owner to come over from next door, but he'll pour you samples of wines that range from dry Cabernet Franc, Chambersin, to sweet blackberry. Seven Wells Winery, located at 1223 Siry Road, California, Kentucky, 859-816-0003 or sevenwellswinery.com. Next up, the big thinker, RJ Cinema. Entrepreneur Bob Slattery, owner of 50 West Brewing Company, always had his sights set on the distilling industry. When he purchased Shumrick and Lay's distillery in April and rebranded it as Robert James Distillery, he wanted to explore innovative technology and equipment not yet widely used to transform the business. Original founder Terry Shumrick, who stayed on as master distiller, is already using the new techniques as well as traditional methods at the Norwood production facility. Meanwhile, another big idea was brewing between Slattery and Jim Bonomenino, founder of Jungle Jim's International Market. In June, RJ Cinema opened in the former Eastgate Brew and View, a movie theater adjacent to Jungle Jim's Eastgate. It's still a theater, but also a distillery and tap room, serving craft cocktails like the popular Blackberry Sour with Robert James Blackberry Vodka and a Bloody Mary made with their horseradish vodka. Moviegoers can grab a cocktail, order the RJ flatbread or street tacos, and dine and sip in their seats. Future plans include 90-minute distilling education sessions, a package deal with plenty of food and spirits tasting. For those who just want a brief lesson or a look, there's a mini distilling machine at the bar. RJ Cinema, 4450 Eastgate South Drive in Eastgate. Their phone number is 738-7680 or check out rjcinema.com. The original, Woodstone Creek, Ohio's first licensed micro distillery. Woodstone Creek was co-located at Listerman Brewing before opening a production facility and tasting room in St. Bernard 6 years ago. A surprising variety of wine, mead, and small batch single barrel spirits are made on site and can be purchased by the bottle or in tasting flights on Friday and Saturday. Mead is a delightful wine alternative that's served straight, barrel-aged, or mixed with fruit or brandy. Notable spirits include Hugo Arnold Bathtub Gin, Silky Cincinnati Vodka, and 10-year-old single malt whiskey finished with peat sourced from the England-Scotland border. Woodstone Creek, 4712 Vine Street in St. Bernard. Their phone number is 569-0300, or you can check out woodstonecreek.com. The Triple Threat, Carrickins Spirits. This craft distillery, led by a 7-piece coterie of industry veterans, opened to much fanfare last December, and it taps into all that talent with a spirits-food-beer trifecta. The name of the game here is spirits, including ones you'd expect: gin, vodka, agave spirit, and rum, and ones you likely won't find anywhere else locally: an orange vanilla forward gin, apple and apricot brandies, and their take on baijiu, a Chinese liqueur fermented with sake yeast. But with house-brewed beers, hard and soft sodas, craft cocktails, and an expansive seasonal menu, there's something here for everyone. Carrickin Spirits, located at 3717 Jonlen, J-O-N-L-E-N, Drive in Fairfax. Their phone number is 561-5000, or check out KARRIKINSpirits.com. The Micro Distiller, Second Sight Spirits. Former Las Vegas Cirque du Soleil prop masters Karis Wagoner and Rick Couch have carefully curated the mystic atmosphere at their 5-year-old distillery on Ludlow's Central Elm Street. There's a lounge, an on-site bar, and a Swami-inspired still. But the heart of the operation lies in their collaborations. When tattoo artist and Marvel comic illustrator Brian Lavelle walked in and started talking about a tea-infused spirit, Wagoner and Couch listened and created Black Belly, a 114-proof rum with tea, lavender, ginger, vanilla, and orange flavors. Second Sight Spirits, 301 Elm Street in Ludlow. Their phone number is 859-488-7866 or their website, secondsightspirits.com. And with that, we have run out of time for today's broadcast. Although we have not finished the cover story article yet, I hope you'll join me, Donna Shapley, next week, and we will do so then.